Hey guys, welcome to this catch-up. It's thanks to Prezi. Prezi lets you send digital gift cards from major retailers instantly in just seconds. If you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you could win a $250 gift card. Permit number LTPM160177.
Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and on today's catch-up...
Why you should be stuffing board games into the Christmas stocking this year, we'll chat to Kiara Livesey from winningmoves.com.au.
We find out what you have that's still in the plastic packaging it arrived in.
And Justin Hamilton with his best and worst of 2016 TV.
Strong winds in the studio? Lisa and Pete deny responsibility. But trees on your property are your responsibility. To find out more about trees and power lines, search Western Power. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Best friend ever. After this story about a pregnant Perth mum who hid the fact that she was in labour while she was at her best friend's wedding.
She was in labour down the aisle, through the reception, right up to the speeches before she said, okay, I really do have to go.
Got
to
get this baby out.
Maneri in Middle Swan. Hello.
Hello.
Best friend ever?
Yeah, okay. Well, a few years ago, I had my wedding
yeah.
and I was in Macedonia.
Mm-hmm.
And my best friend, she decided to come from all the way from Perth to Macedonia.
Really?
Was it a surprise?
Yes, for the day of work and everything.
Really?
Took the day off work?
You would to get to Macedonia.
No kidding, hey.
And surprised you, was it?
Yeah, it did. It was a surprise.
Oh, amazing.
That's really cool.
That's pretty cool. That's nice
really
to have your best friend there.
Mim and Jinda Lee, best friend ever. What happened?
Well, I was living up in Darwin and my partner of 6 years decided it was over.
Okay.
I spoke to my girlfriend who was in Bali on holiday, and as soon as she got back to Perth, she booked another flight and jumped on a plane up to Darwin, picked me up, and we jumped in my car and drove back to Perth together.
Oh, yeah. Thelma and Louise style. Nothing like a road trip after a breakup. That's great. That's a best friend.
Exactly what I needed.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Thanks, Mim.
Sure, Paulie.
Next February, the Grammys will be handed out. The 59th Grammy Award nominations were announced today, and some Aussie acts have picked up multiple awards, led by Sia and Flume. While Beyonce leads the way with 9 nominations, she's nominated in just about every category. Sia has picked up 2 nominations in the Best Pop Duo Group Performance category for Cheap Thrills, as well as Best Pop Vocal Album for This Is Acting. Greg Kurstin scored a nomination in the Producer of the Year category for Cheap Thrills, and Sia also features in the Best Song Written for Visual Media list for her songwriting credits in Shakira's Try Everything. Because, of course, before most of us heard of Sia, she was writing half of the other songs for everyone, Rihanna, Beyonce, everybody. So basically that's 4 nominations for Sia. Flume, he's in there. He's been nominated for 2 Grammys, picking up nods for Best Dance Recording, Never Be Like You, and Best Dance Electronic Album Skin. These are what did very well at the ARIAs just recently. Also Keith Urban, he's picked up 3 nominations. Blue Ain't Your Colour has been selected. That's his new song. Blue Ain't Your Colour in both the Best Country Solo Performance and Best Country Song categories. Urban's album Ripcord has also picked up a nomination for Best Country Album. So well done to all of you. Now, in my experience, it seems people everywhere, whether they're fans of country music or not, we all like Dolly Parton's song Jolene.
And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
About that song and the way she sings it. Well, today comes the news that Dolly Parton is planning to make a TV movie about Jolene. Yes, Dolly says the movie will pull no punches in dealing with the song's subject matter.
I can't hold back on who Jolene is. I can't act like she's not a, you know, that word. Because she is. She's a homebreaker. She's whatever. And I can't worry about what people think. I'm not pretending to be anything. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. I'm a seeker. I'm like most people out there. I want to be good, but I'm not always all that good. But I can't limit myself as a writer to worry about people going to say, oh, I thought she was so much better than that. Now she's done this movie about a
I love me some Dolly Parton.
She's great.
The battle over Sofia Vergara's embryos took an extraordinary turn when a Right to Life lawsuit was filed on behalf of the fertilized eggs. In other words, Sofia Vergara is being sued by her own embryos.
How?
The female embryos are listed as plaintiffs Emma and Isabella in the Louisiana court papers, which come amid her knockdown, drag-out legal battle with former fiancé Nick Loeb. The lawsuit contends that Emma and Isabella, by not being born, have been deprived of an inheritance from a trust that's been created for them.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
This is just not another
That's a
planet.
Bit too modern a family. And scientists have calculated how much it would cost to run the Death Star in Star Wars. They calculate its total electricity bill per day would be $5 octillion. Now, you probably know an octillion is 1 gazillion multiplied by 5 willions, give or take a few ecto-humungo pillions. But for $5 octillion a day, that's a big electric bill. But why don't they just put a few dozen of those dumb stormtroopers on exercise bikes attached to a generator?
Guys, thanks for joining us on this catch-up. It's thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. This will become your festive season lifesaver. It makes it easy to buy for everyone on your list. So with Prezi, what you do, you buy a digital gift card. Major retailers are all there. Meijer, David Jones, JB Hi-Fi and more. So with these digital gift cards, you can have them sent instantly straight to your friend's phone, or you can have them scheduled for later on. Great idea. So when you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you might win yourself an extra gift card worth $250, 10 of those to give away. digitalgiftcards.com.au, permit number LTPM 160-1177.
On what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
Hello, nut.
For the last time this year.
Oh, we might have to call you a chestnut. Roasting on an open fire.
Well, it is.
Do you love that song?
It is that time of year, Lisa. Thank you for bringing that up. That's a fantastic segue into my whole nut segment today, which is about Christmas.
Yep.
Because it is that time of year, and I've saved everyone out there, particularly parents, a whole bunch of time, not money so much, but time, searching for all the great Christmas apps and websites that they need to check
out. Time is money, Dan.
Yeah, well, that's not when you get paid, but I get paid. But anyway, there's a whole heap. And what I've actually done, I've gone and created a page on the Mix 94.5 website with all this stuff, all the links. So people can go there after this chat to check it out. I've highlighted some that I think are great. There's a great gift thing for Kris Kringle's.
Yes.
So you can actually put in the stuff that, you know, it's all, I know Chris is all about, you know, giving and receiving gifts and that kind of stuff, but you can actually sort of hint as to what you would like.
Oh, yes.
It was like a gift registry for Chris Kringle.
Yes. Yeah. But, so, but things like, you know, if you're buying for your sister and you want to buy, you know, a nice top or something, you're not quite sure what a size, she can put all this info in so you know. So you don't have to, you know.
You may as well.
You know, exactly. Know. Otherwise, you know, it's some chocolate-covered almonds and a gift voucher.
Hi. I like chocolate almonds.
Oh, so do I. great, couple of great interactive apps, old Christmas stories, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and Peanuts, Charlie Brown's A Very Merry Christmas, whatever it's called. Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, they're both animated, interactive, there for the kids to read. I think it's the Grinch one. You can actually read in your own voice.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you guys, you radio people, you know.
Do you want to give us an example?
No.
Give us your best Grinch. Come on.
I haven't got a Grinch. We just started watching that last week because the Jim Carrey version is the one that my kids wanted to see.
Yeah,
I was freaking out. They'd be scared, but they actually, it's quite a nice story,
it's
actually.
It's a good story.
It's a lovely little story.
I mean, these are the original, they're fantastic
stories.
Yeah,
the classics, right? Now, for example, my lovely dear mother loves Christmas. You should see their house. Like, just November 30, boom, it's on, right? And poor old dad, you know, the decorations are nuts. But the thing she goes bananas for is Christmas music, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, all day, every day for 30 days, right?
Yeah.
And I can't stand it anymore. But anyway, but there is a great app called the Musical Advent Calendar, and every day you get a different Christmas song.
Oh,
how good.
How cool is that, right?
Your dad rang.
I'm out of the will.
Yeah, yeah. Says thanks.
Yeah. Our house is going nuts for Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is taking over.
It is, and he is a crafty little guy. Every night he gets up to his mischief and moves somewhere else within the house.
I was gaming online with a friend of mine this morning.
Yeah.
and apparently their elf on the shelf is not on a shelf, but Darth Vader and the Stormtroopers have taken him hostage, and he's currently taped
to
a wall.
You're going to need to explain to me elf on a shelf.
So elf on a shelf is this great thing going around at the moment where you go to the store, you buy a box, and it's got an elf in it.
Yep.
And then every day the elf appears somewhere different around the house.
Okay.
Just something cool for the kids.
Right.
So yeah, he's been taken
hostage.
Who's
moving him?
Well, the elf.
The elf.
Really?
He moves by himself.
And
he
reports back to Santa. So it's good incentive for the children, as in My Little Nuts, to behave.
Wow.
In up to Christmas.
He wants to be careful. He might get shot by a Pokemon hunter.
Yeah, that's right. Because these dolls, I found one of my kids' Ken dolls with three Barbies. Lucky guy. Lucky. Anyway.
Lucky. Merry Christmas, Ken.
Merry Christmas. Actually, I did a story on Facebook the other day on the Mix 94.5 Facebook about how the elves have been behaving in Perth.
Yeah.
It seems a lot of them are quite naughty.
Ooh.
Doing naughty things. I'm going to put that up later on too. Don't worry about that.
Mix.com.au.
And finally, this is probably my favourite, and I've used this the last couple of years. It's a personalised video message to send to your children from Santa.
Yeah.
And it's called PNP. Portable North Pole, worst name in the world.
Yeah.
But the actual video is fantastic. And every day on Christmas, every Christmas Eve, they will get a personalized video message from Santa.
Oh, great. Saying, I'm on the way. I haven't forgotten you.
That's
great.
Right. And then you can actually track where Santa is when he's doing his big run.
Ooh.
Awesome.
So all this stuff, mix.com.au, I'll put on the homepage where people can go and check it out.
Excellent.
I'd like to wish you both and everyone out there a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh. Yeah. I knew it was coming.
And I'll see you next year.
See ya.
Not after that, mate.
No.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete. We're not sure which one of them's the responsible one, but trees on your property are your responsibility. Always get professionals to trim trees near power lines. Search Western Power.